Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. Pigmon Tezan Leviz Badabam at a page. I don't know how many lines. 12, 13, 14 lines up. Middle of the line by the two dots. Hekter Shum Shum. Hikter Shum Shum. Lecho Shum Shum. Let's say a coin burnt a sesame sized piece of the komets on the Mizbech, having in mind to eat that size, left over the next day. And he did this over and over until it gets to. With every part of the komets and the lavona, atchakala komets kula, until the entire komets and lavona were done. Rav Chisar Rav Amnuna, Rav Sheshes Chadam or Pigonim says that it's pigol. Yechayv Karis Chadam or Pasul. No, it's not going to be Pasul. It's Pasul, but it's not going to be Karis. Chadam or Kasher. One says it's actually Kasher. Lema, let's say the Manda Amar the pigol Kirby Meir. One says pigol. It goes like Kirby Meir. The pigol can work only through part. I'm sorry, can work through part of a matir. Manda or Pasul Rabbanan goes according to the Rabbanan. It says, Gamad Amar Kasha Karebi, he's going to Rebbe, who said that separate intents about distinct parts of a thing cannot be combined to make it no good. Mimai, now, says the Gemara, why is it you think that this these ideas are connected to our Gemaras here? Dilma Adkan Lokam Rebbe Meir Hasa, maybe. Rabbi Meir didn't say over there in the case of the Mishnah that pigul can work through, can be affected through part of a matir, ela dechishev b'shiuro, except because the person had in mind for pigul during a full measure of the burning. Right? He burned an entire kezias of the komets at once, and he has in mind for pigul. Well, hachad lo chishev chishev b'shiuro, but over here we did not intend for it during a full measure, bring it once. Lo, he will not say that it's going to work. The Adkan loka amri rabbanan hasam, and maybe the rabbanan didn't say over there in the Mishnah's case that pigul cannot work through part of a matir. Ela delochi shev be bikule matir, because the person didn't intend for pigul during the avoda of the entire matir. Right, his intent was there only when he burnt the komets, but not when he did the lavona. Avol hachadichishu bebekulei matir, we here did it with all of them. Then hachanam the pagim, maybe he would say in this case it would be pigol. V'adkan lo kama Rebbe awesome, and maybe Rebbe over there in the case that we brought down the two intents, the two kavanas involving part of the required measure can't be combined. Ela delo hadar. Maliyeh me'os avoda, except because the person did not complete the required amount during the avoda in which he began it. But here, where he completed the amount during the avoda in which he began it, then hachanami the puzzle. Maybe here too you'd say that it's not going to be puzzle, right? Even if you're going to argue that it's not pigul, maybe maybe Rebbe considered it at least valid. At least invalid. Unlike the Shei Lechem, which he said was good. Ella, let's try again. Ella man da'amar pigul de ve'akol. The one who said that it's pigul says it's according to everyone. Man da'amar pasul de ve'akol. Man says pasul de ve'akol. Man da'amar kosher de ve'akol. Man da'amar pigul de ve'akol. How does that work? Is it kasavar derech achila b'kach v'derech haktar b'kach? He holds that when a person burns a sesame seed sized, right, sesame sized things on the mizbeach with the kavanah to eat them, the next day, this is a normal way of eating, and it's a normal way of burning. And since this is a norm of doing such a thing, this is a full-fledged avoda, and since this is a normal way of consuming such a thing, therefore, this is going to be pigul. Mind them a positive recall, person says, positive recall, kasavar derech achila b'kach v'ein derech haktar b'kach. They hold that this eating in tiny amounts is a proper manner of eating, but the burning like this is not the proper way. Have a look at milcha shlo k'tor. This is considered like a milcha that wasn't burned, and on the mizbeach at all, and it's going to be no good. But it's not pigul because the avoda wasn't done properly. Man da amar kasher to recall someone's kasher to recall kasavri derech haktar b'kach ve'ein derech achila b'kach. Just haktar but not achila. Since the proper way of burning the avoda was done correctly, and since it's not the proper way of eating it, therefore the pickles doesn't work, and therefore it's going to be good. Amri. We are now in Yuzan Amalaf, Charife de Pumpadisa. The sharp ones of Pumpadisa go along and say the following idea. Haktarim afageles Haktara. The burning of the komets can affect pigel and the burning of the lavona. If while you're doing the komets on the mizbech, you're going to intend to burn the lavona the next day, then it's pigel. Afilu rabbanan dami in mafagim b'chatzi matir, hanami hilcha de chishev bei kishirayim v'lavona b'mosa kaima. When is that true? That applies only where while burning the komets, one had a mind to pigel about the shirayim of the carbon and the lavona, of the carbon, and the lavona remained in its proper state. Where he had intent to eat the shirayim the next day, but no improper intent regarding the lavona, since the pigel intent came only during the burning of the komets and not during the, and it didn't involve the lavona at all, it doesn't do anything. But here, while burning the komets, he had in mind pigel during the lavona. So it's considered like he intended pigel through the avoda of the thing which is the matir. We also learned this in the Mishnah earlier. That is pigel and is going to be chayv for karis. My lav aktar durmi hanach. Is it not so? Is it not that the burning the comets is similar to the case of the pigel while doing it? Or being involved with the other avodas, ma'anach bein lech or bein lahakter, just like those avodas affect pigel, whether the one performing them intended to eat the remnants or to burn the lavona on the mizbech outside of its time, afaktar bein lech or bein lahakter, so the aktar also to do it. Therefore, the mission is supporting the charife of Pumpedisa. Says Gemara, lo, nice try, not a good raya. Hanach bein lech or bein lahakter. Those other voters are going to make pigel, whether the ones performing them have in mind to eat the rishayim or to burn the lavon on the mizbeach outside of his time. Haktara, but in terms of the burning of the komets, lechol in, if one performed it with intended to eat the shiram the next day, then it's pigel, lahakti lo, but if it's hakti, then not. Yosef Rav Minashya Bargada Kameda Baye. The burning of the comets cannot affect the burning of the Levana. If I'll be in the middle of burning the Akhtara, someone has in mind, burn the comets, a comet in mind to burn the Levana the next day, that's not pigol. If I feel Rabbi Meir, the Amar Mifalgin, B'chatzi Matir, Hani Mielich, the Chisha, Bubi Shirayim. That applies only while burning the comets when intended pigol regarding the Shirayim of the carbon, right? You intend to eat it the next day. The comets Matir did who? Rabbi Meir considered this effective because the comets is a Matir of the leftovers of Al-Hacha, but here, while burning the comets, he intended pigel regarding the burning of the lavona. The comets lav matir the lavona. The comets is not the matter of lavona. Lomas of hagel beit. It's not able to go and do pigel on it. Amalei Abayi says, Anei Mari, answer my master, Mishmei the Rav. Rav Chista says the name of Rav. Amalei in. He says, yep. It's my name. I also learned to the Bais. I'm Rav Chista. I'm a Rav. In Akhtar Mfagel Zakhtar. That a Akhtar would not be Mfagel a Akhtar. That of the comets can do the lavona. If Yaakov Ayidi Mishmeida Abaye, after the Nabitinu, so if a Mishnah backs this up, Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim Le'echo Mimeno L'Machar, if someone shechted one of the two Shavuos lambs with intent to eat it by itself the next day, who pigel v'chaver kasher, le'echo v'chaver l'machar, then Shneim K'sher, both are going to be kasher. My time, what's the reason that in the second case both are going to be okay? Because Lab Mishum Tekev the Lab Matir Didehu, isn't it because of the fact that it's not the first lamb is not the Matir of the second Lo Matir Mufagle, it can't be Mufagle. And what would come from that is that since the burning of the Komets is not a Matir for the burning of the Levona, it can't affect Pigol, the burning of the Levona. Says Gemara Lo, Hatsam Hu the Lo Ikva B'chad Mana. Only there, in the case of the two lambs, the pigel is not going to work because the lambs were not established like a single carbon by being put in one kli. But over here, in the case of the mitzvah, where the comets of the lavona are put into one kli, kichadam is considered like it's one unit. And the tent during the burning of the comets to burn the lavona the next day can make pigel, even though the comets is not a permitter of the lavona. Amar Rav Nuna, ha milsa. Ivla Avli Rabbi Chanina. This idea was taught to me by Rabbi Chanina. He explained it to me well. I really understood what this is about. It says Rashi, Hatimeni Vilamdeni. skila li kihule talmidai. And to me, it's equal to all the rest of my learning. In other words, I love this thing. Rashi says, shkua li, klomer chaviva li, chaviva li is beloved to me. Hector komets lahakter lovona lechel sharam lamacher. If one burned the komets with the intent to burn the lovona to eat the remnants the next day, pigol, it is pigol. My kamash malon, what's it coming to teach us? Yeah, klomer fagel sektar kamash malon, this you want to tell me? Right, like which goes according to, like we saw on the top of the Amud of here, the Harife, the Pumpadisa, Lehm Hikta Komets Hakta Lavona. And let him say, if one burnt the Komets in the Mizrech with the intent to burn the Lavona next day, why is he mentioning we're eating the Shiraim? Imafalgin, Chatzim Matiko Mashmal, and if he means to let us know that one can affect Pigal through the Avodah of half of a Matir, like burning of the comets, it goes like Rabbi Meir, Salim Hikter comets lechel shirayim lamachav, and let him say, if one burnt the comets in the Mizbeach with intent to eat the shirayim the next day, why does he mention the burning of the Lavona? Yitar v'alko mashmalan, if he meant to tell us both of these, Salim Hikter comets lahakter Lavona lechel shirayim lamachar, but why is he to burn the Lavona to eat the shirayim, which implies that the coin had to both of these kavanas. Really, the whole doctor is not going to be a fagel doctor. That is, the burning of the comets can affect the pigle of the burning of the lavona. So if one, during the comets, would have intent to burn the lavona the next day, or the intent to eat the shirayim the next day, it wouldn't be pigle. Fishani hacha, but this case is going to be different. If he had both of the intents, the pashta le machshava bekula mincha, because he's the pigle intent spread through the entire mincha. Haytani tana kamid Rav Yitzchak bar Abba hikter komets lechol shirayim. If one burnt the komets on his back with the intent to eat the shirayim the next day, let it be called pigle. Everyone says it's going to be pigle. I v'ham miflegu pagli, but Rav Meir and Rav Chacham actually argue about this. What do you mean everyone agrees? Aleim let it be called puzzles. We should say all everyone agrees that it's going to be no good. V'leim haray. But Lema Hari is a pigle for Rabbi Meir. Let me just say that this is pigle. Don't say everyone says so. Let's say it's going to Rabbi Meir. Why are you, you know, this is what's going on here? Says Gemara, Tana Divrei Hakol Asni Yuha. The teacher of the Brises was taught all agree. Right? Divrei Hakol. He made a mistake when he said the basically Divrei Hakol is going to be no good. But he made a mistake when he put the word pigle, though. Pigle Papasa Michlafle. In the mistake of saying pigle instead of apostle. Harizik and Vyakol, lo michlefle. But he would not have the, he wouldn't have confused this is Harizik with the expression divriakol. That he wouldn't have made a mistake with. So therefore, he's learning out from the correct reading is that everyone agrees that it's going to be no good. Hajan Allah, Hakomi says, Amincha. In order to make it, let's go quickly back to Gilman Baf, because he said, Hajan Allah, the Mishnah starts off by saying, Hakomi says, Amincha. And we're going to be able to see with that. Mazdor for finishing the second parak. We now move on to the third parak from Sechem and Nachos. Zog the next Hilige, Hilige, Hilige Mishnah. Hakomi says, Amincha. If somebody says, Kamitz on Amincha, Lechol davar shein darko lechol, to eat something out of its place or outside of its time, something that's not meant to be eaten, aka the komets. Lahakter davar shein darko lahakter, and that's the same thing with that, the shirayim. Kosher, it's going to be kosher. Rebbe Poser says it's going to be pasul. Lechol davar shein darko lechol, lahakter davar shein darko lahakter. But if you had in mind to eat outside of place or time something that's meant to be eaten, the shirayim, or to burn something that's meant to be burnt, pachos mi kazayis kosher. Lechol kazayis kachatzis zayis lahakter kachatzis zayis kosher. Shein achila b'aktar mitzarfim. You're not mitzarf these two zachen together. Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. My time is Rabbi Elazar. What's your time, Rabbi Elazar? Amr kara v'im ha'ochel. Pasuk says that if some of the meat of the shlamim will be eaten at all on the third day, then it's going to be pigle. Now, he'achel, ye'achel, consumed, will be consumed, is, b'shtei achilas akos medaber, echaz achilas adam, a person, echaz achilas mizbeach, the mizbeach, lo melecha, k'shem she'mechashvin b'achilas adam, just like one outside of its time or place, intent, is effective by a person who eats such a thing, eats, kach mechashim mechilas mizbeach, so to mizbeach, k'shem she'mechashim mechilas adam, achilas adam, machilas mizbeach, achilas mizbeach, kach mechashim mechilas adam mizbeach, mechilas mizbeach la'adam. My time, oh, what's the reason for this? Mida afkinhu rachmana laktara, the fact that he uses the lashon of laktara, The Akhtar Veloshan Achila. For Abanan, the Abanan say, Haida Avkin Lerachman Veloshan Achila. The reason why they didn't Veloshan Achila is coming to teach you, beep, turn that page of the Tanya base. The Loshna Ki Mechashiv Veloshan Achila Mizbeach. There's no difference whether one expresses intent regarding the Mizbeach in terms of Achila, of eating. Veloshna Ki Mechashiv Veloshan Akhtar Le Mizbeach. Or is intent in regard to the Mizbeach in terms of burning. Either way, it's going to work. It's going to be effective. Inami. Another answer is the pasuk is referring to the burning as consumption to teach ma'achilik v'kizayis, just like eating is talking about a lisa kizayis, afektar v'kizayis, uliyala machila da'archa mashma. But in any event, the mashmos of the pasuk is for a normal way of consumption. That the intent, that's the pasul intent, the pigul intent, is effective only if one intends to eat something that's meant to be eaten, or burn something that's meant to be burnt. Rabbi Eliezer, but as it says in Cain, if that's really true, that the pasuk means only like consumption for its purpose. Im he'ochol, he'ochel. Inami im ye'ochol, ye'ochel. My he'ochol, ye'ochel. Why does it do a mix and a match? Matmina tarti, we learn two things. One is that the intent for burning has to be at least a kizayis, and the second one that it's going to be effective even if there's something meant by a person to be for the Mizbeach, or vice versa. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer Lervasi, Rabbi Eliezer says to Ravasi, V'taima de Rabbi Eliezer Misham Hachiu, if Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning for saying that the intent is effective is actually because of this, but he considers it, and this is the raisa karis naimil chayv. Yishmei chayv karis also for eating from this carbon. Chite machinami says the case. Vaha atu damer to mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Mod Rabbi Eliezer she'en on this karis. You're the one that says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Eliezer says that he's not going to chayv karis for this. Amar lei. So Rashi says back to Rabzer. Tanai hi alibi de Rabbi Eliezer. So machlok is tanaim. In the world of Eliezer. Kaleman damer psula de raisa. There's one time it says according to Rabbi Eliezer that the carbon is going to be deoraisa, that's going to be possibly deoraisa, and therefore it's going to be karis. V'ikalaman damer psula derabanan, and then someone says it's derabanan. And tanya, what's going to be deoraisa? Hashochin says zevech lishtos midama lamachar, to drink to the blood the next day. In other words, he's going to eat outside of its time some of his meant for the mizbeach. Hakdim b'sar lamachar, or to burn some of the meat on the mizbeach the next day. Lechol me'emur of lamachar, kosher, that's a posel. According to Hudi, Rabbi Yehuda say that it's going to be possible. Elam, if you want to say it's going in the world of Rabbanan, who say that when one intends to drink the dam the next day, it's going to be valid, and I'm going to say back, Hashto ma'hosam dekam mechashev. Loshin echila mechshire Rabbanan hachal lokol shekein. Right, if even over there where he spells out the intent in terms of a lashon of achila, the chum say it's going to be valid. Here he simply intends to leave the blood over. Isn't it obvious that they're going to be valid? It's a clear Yehuda doesn't follow the Rabbanan. It must be going in the world of Eliezer. So Yehuda is going to agree that the chumim consider the offer, this carbon is going to be valid, but he teaches according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be no good, it's going to be possible. Farmer Rabbi Eliezer, Af bezu, Rabbi Eliezer, posel chamachshirim. Rabbi Eliezer, hani Rabbi Yehuda. That seems Rabbi Yehuda, the lav, karis yubai, must be the resim is karis. Rabbi Yehuda, savar, laniach psul ba'alma, bahanach karis nami mechayef. Foster Rabbi Eliezer, the memor, idi posel, ve'ein bo karis. Both of them are posel, but there is no karis. Says Gemara, lo, not true. The kulei alma karis lekha. Everyone agrees there's no karis attached to this carbon. When one intends to eat something that's meant for the mizbeach and vice versa, v'hachi shalosh machlokas v'davar mila. There's three machlokas over here of intent to leave over some of the blood till the next day. Tanakama savar b'hanach pligi. Tanakama, the brayso who says Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim are talking about specifically about intent to eat something that's meant to be burnt and vice versa. They hold that Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim argue about these cases, only these cases, laniach tevi akol kosher, but in reference to what someone's intent to leave over some of the dam until the next day, then Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham are going to agree that it's actually going to be good. Beep, turn the page. Yudchesam anaf. Rabbi Yehuda savor b'hanach pligi. Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone would actually argue about those cases where one has intent to eat something that's meant to be burnt and vice versa. Laniach, they recall pasul. But laniach, everyone's going to say it's going to be pasul. My time, gzeira miktas damo atu kol damo. It's a gzeira. We make a gzeira that the carbon is going to be pasul in the case where he intends to leave over some of its blood because of the concern for the case in which he intends to leave over all of it. The kol damo pasul deraisa, and that's going to be deraisa. The tanya is going to buy some. Rabbi Yehuda, iatem modim li shiim inichal amachar. Shapasal, do you not agree with me that if he actually left it over till next day, then it's going to be pasal? Of course you agree. Chishav laniach l'machanami pasal. So therefore, even if the one shechting it just intended to leave it over the next day, it's going to be pasal. The asa, remember, he came to say, afazur, but that's their pasal cham machshirim, that even over there, Rabbi Lush is going to say that it's going to be possible. The Chum is going to say that it's valid. So we see the three machlokas about what's going to be this korban. With this, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.